listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Wednesday, the 31st of December 2025, a day with the Australian share market finished flat, the S&P ASX 200 at 8,714 on the shortened trading day because it's the last trading day of the year, which means over the past 12 months, the index actually rose about 6.8%. The stocks that did the best over the past year include Drone Shield, up by around about 300%, Liontown, the lithium producer, up 200%, and some gold producers. Regis Resources adding around 195%, and Evolution Mining up by 165%. The worst performers on the ASX 200 include IDP Education, down 54%, Telix Pharmaceuticals around about the same percentage down, Treasury Wine off by 53%, and Guzman and Gomez off by about 46%. So let's take a look at some of the stories that made the news in the financial markets of 2025, along with his ideas for investment themes in 2026. I spoke with Mark Gardner, CEO at MPC Markets. Mark, what happened on the market today, and how did the market end up? Should investors be happy with the way it performed over the past year?
The ASX overall, I mean, if you're going to include dividends, around about the 10%, 10.5% mark, say, hasn't been the greatest year for dividends and income, but just due to that mining sector being a little bit depressed. But we've had very thin markets over the course of the Christmas period, as per usual. So, and it's all been about metals. Precious metals have been bouncing around quite, quite a lot. We've had silver having 5 to 10% ranges. Platinum as well. So it's really, any activity's been really concentrated in the mining sector or in the precious metals sector. The ACCC is sort of forcing WiseTech to sell Expedient software stake. It's largely immaterial. The stock was largely unchanged today. But I would say 2025, late 2024 is a period that WiseTech investors would rather forget, because it's been a market darling for so many years, and I think it only just squeezed into the bottom 5 stocks of the ASX 200 this year, down about 43.5%. So, I certainly WiseTech investors and shareholders, they rarely have to deal with a bad year, but this is one they'd rather forget for sure.
Okay, so you mentioned the ASX 200, including dividends, returned around 10 to 10.5%. Excluding dividends, it's about 6 or 7%, right? But if you had invested at the dip, I guess, that Liberation Day when the market tumbled, you would have done quite well. What do you think are the key stories of 2025?
Well, obviously Liberation Day was a very key story. Trump brought a lot of uncertainty, and I think like his last stint as president, he's now sort of drifting into white noise. There's so many big announcements and so many outlandish statements these days that it really has to be of some serious consequence for the market to react anymore. And I recall at the end of his last presidency, most people were switching him off social media because they largely had enough. Which, you know, for those sorts of personalities can sometimes breed more outlandish statements. But, I mean, we've had 3 oil tankers confiscated from Venezuela, and market really hasn't reacted much. But I think the geopolitics, the US versus the rest of the world theme will roll into 2026. I think there's a fair bit of confidence being sucked out of the US government and the current, due to the current administration. So, we've seen that de-dollarization happening, and that's not only just the US dollar, people losing confidence in the US dollar, but that's adding to that gold and silver and platinum rallies, those precious metals rallies that the central banks have been doing for the last year, been buying for the last year. So, we would expect that to continue into next year, but obviously AI was the big investment story this year, outside of those precious metals. But, and I think 2026 will be a real year of, will they monetize? Because there's been a lot of money spent between them, but not a lot of actual consumer dollars, really move the needle for a lot of these companies. And, you know, when you're doing a lot of these huge capital expenditures on data centers, on chips, etc., investors do get quite impatient eventually, and you usually see in that second year phase, even if you look at infrastructure plays like toll roads and things, but investors get excited about the theme and then they get a little bit impatient and it drifts off. So unless there's some results coming from AI at the actual consumer end, in the coming year, there might be, you know, we might see a bit of a pullback in those Mag 7 names or those mega cap names like the Googles and Nvidias, et cetera. And don't forget, there's two potential $1 trillion IPOs in the US this year. OpenAI is looking at a $1 trillion valuation, and SpaceX. That money's got to come from somewhere, and I would think it would probably come from people taking profits in those mega cap stocks. So $2.5 trillion US dollars is a lot of money to be, you know, to be sucked out of the market and placed into two very, you know, two of the biggest IPOs in history.
The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Saran Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.
If AI is one of the key investment themes for 2026, you mentioned briefly there that the precious metal story, in particular silver, gold, and we've even seen copper surge quite dramatically over the past year. Is that likely to continue into 2026, and how so? What are the stories there?
We sort of think gold miners will do better than the actual gold price. Gold's had an extraordinary 2 or 3 year run. And what the gold miners are producing for versus where the gold price is, they're essentially printing money. So that does tend to lag historically. The gold miners will play catch up in terms of returns to the gold price because obviously if you're producing at $1,300 and selling at $4,500 as opposed to 3 years ago only selling at $2,500, they're going to make a lot more money. And the gold sector did extraordinarily well this year, but we would expect that to continue. Silver tends to have very large runs, 1979, 08 to 2011, and then go very quiet for long periods of time. But the increasing use of silver in electronics, in solar particularly, that industrial use has gone through the 60% mark now over the course of the last few years. And you're also seeing a lack of supply, so no one's really developed mines in silver. Same has happened with copper because prices have been so low for so long. So I think there'll continue to be a scramble in those two particular commodities. The last two big silver rallies have been 700% in 1979, 400% in 08 to 2011. We're about 150%, so they could continue to rally. There are also Trump unfriendly nations that tend to have most of the silver mining as well, BRICS nations. I would expect those to continue into 2025, 26. Critical minerals as well. Copper is needed for everything from electric vehicles to putting in new lines for renewable electricity grids to data centers, etc. And I think that supply gap that's gradually been building over the last 5 years. I think copper will, you know, and the likes of Rio and BHP will do extraordinarily well this year and go back through those record highs, which will be great for the ASX because I think ASX investors will be a little bit disappointed with a 6.7% return when the likes of the S&P are up 17%, the Nikkei is up 25%, and the Nasdaq's up around about 21%. So, you know, I dare say, and our healthcare sector particularly was our worst performing sector this year, down 25%. You know, namely CSL, but we've seen record levels of flu in the US. So that drop off in vaccines will probably start to come back again, and people want to get vaccinated again. And the likes of Telix, which was in the bottom five ASX 200 this year, Radio Pharmaceuticals is the fastest growing pharmaceutical subsector in the world. And I think that they have not necessarily done anything wrong. They've been out of favour. But I think they'll probably start to lift back up. So there'll be some opportunities there in both of the, in that healthcare sector as, you know, as people start to realise that despite all the bluff from President Trump and RFK about banning a bunch of things, they've actually banned nothing. So, you know, but people, investors will want to see the numbers, and then I think they'll probably come back in with some, you know, fairly heavy interest there. So, but yeah, I mean, there's, in terms of AI, like robotics, self-driving, Tesla's looking at launching full self-driving in many areas. The Cybercab's due next year, which is completely unmanned, no steering wheel, the Optimus robot as well. So AI could get interesting from a worker displacement point of view next year as well, potentially, but probably more so 2027. But we could start to see, I don't think people realise how fast this is moving and you know, potentially how many of these jobs could start to be taken up by, well, these manual jobs be start to be taken up by the technology.
That is Mark Gardner there from MPC Markets, and he wraps up the podcast for this day. Today it's Wednesday, and it is the end of the year 2025. Thanks for your company throughout the year. We will be back with more of the SBS On the Money Markets podcast in 2026. From Monday the 5th of January. See you then. Happy New Year.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Suren Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.